Oil Company presents Captain Midnight. Captain Midnight, brought to you three times each week by the Skelly Oil Company, Skelly Jobbers and Dealers. And now, as I told you yesterday, this is Dad's Night on the Captain Midnight program. We hope there are lots of dads listening in, and we want you all to know that you're heartily welcome here. We hope you'll enjoy Captain Midnight almost as much as those wide-awake sons and daughters of yours do. And here's something else. I want to thank you, dads, for all the help you've been to Flight Patrol members everywhere. Without your cheerfully stopping at your Skelly service station with your eager young aviation enthusiasts, it would be almost impossible to carry on all the activities of the Flight Patrol that your sons and daughters enjoy so much. Now, maybe they don't tell you so, but I'm sure they really do appreciate your stopping for their spinning medals of membership and their Flight Patrol reporters and all the other giveaways their Skelly man has for them every few weeks. But here's the thing. We hope you don't mind it very much either. Because, of course, we think that every stop at a Skelly service station is a worthwhile one for any man's car. And we think you'll find it so as time goes on. Skelly men do their best to render a really superior brand of service. A brand of service that's in keeping with the superior quality of the Skelly products they sell. You know, honestly, I think the downright personal interest your Skelly man takes in the welfare of your car is very important. Just like the uniform excellence of the Skelly tailor-made Aeromax gasoline he pumps into your tank. And I think the little extra courtesies he renders with a smile are worth a lot, as is the long-lasting protection your motor receives from Skelly Tagoline motor oil. And surely the expert knowledge he puts into practice in his Skelly Greasemaster service is every bit as important as the scientific perfection of the Skelly lubricants he uses in each part of your car. Yes, when you come to count the benefits, I think you'll be glad you got into the habit of stopping at your Skelly service station. And if you haven't already got the habit, well, there's a young co-pilot sitting beside you there who'll be mighty glad to chart your course to the nearest Skelly service station and maybe even introduce you to the Skelly man personally. Why don't you try it, Dad, the next time you're out with the family car? And now to Captain Midnight. A happy throng, indeed, are gathered together at Señor Juan Paredes Hacienda in the central part of Mexico. Ivan Shark has been driven off, and all of Señor Paredes' people have been reunited. Señor Paredes would like to have Captain Midnight and his friends stay for a long visit, but that, of course, is impossible. However, Captain Midnight has agreed to stay for the huge fiesta which Señor Paredes has insisted upon giving. It is now the morning after Ivan Shark's escape. Warm sunlight floods the courtyard of the hacienda. Captain Midnight and Chuck are sitting on the low wall of the bubbling fountain in the center of the courtyard. Let's listen as Chuck says.
Last night was the first good sleep I've had in weeks.
Yes, talk about sleep, Chuck. I must have slept about 18 hours.
That's right. You went to bed in the afternoon and didn't get up till a little while ago.
No. Oh, what a luxury. To sleep on good mattresses and between sheets, overlooking this beautiful courtyard and its bubbling fountains.
Ah, gee. We don't realize how well we do live until we go without some of the things we're used to.
Yes. It's a good thing, too, Chuck, to keep reminding ourselves of the many blessings for which we should be thankful.
Maud Donovan isn't up yet. She said she was going to sleep for a week.
I don't blame her much if she does. But what about Patsy?
Oh, she was up a long time ago. She and Dolores are down in the garden picking flowers.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this warm sunshine certainly feels good. Senor Paredes has a marvelous place here.
Boy, I'll say.
Yeah, I've often wished I could have a place like this, Chuck. But I've been on the go too much. Perhaps sometime I will. If I didn't have several worries in my mind, I could relax completely and enjoy this.
Gosh, I can guess what some of your worries are. Ivan Shark, Major Steele, and Bud Conley.
Well, to tell you the truth, I'm more worried about Major Steele and Conley than anything else.
You don't think they ever got across the border, do you?
No, I don't. I don't think they ever got to an airport, either in Mexico or across the border. If they had, we'd have heard from them by this time.
What are you going to do about it?
Well, I haven't quite decided. But I think we'll take off in that blue-winged cabin plane that belonged to Ivan Shark's chief pilot, Gardo.
You mean to look for Major Steele?
Yes. We'll follow a course which I think was the logical one for him to take.
Who are we going to take with us? There's room for four.
Yes, I know. I haven't decided that yet. Well, we'll talk it over later.
We could leave Ma and Patsy down here and come back for them later.
Yes, that's one possibility. And I know Senor Paredes would be greatly pleased to have them stay.
Well, when do we take off?
Tomorrow, I guess, Chuck. I'd like to go today, but I want to be sure and check that plane over so that I know it'll stand the trip.
Oh, gosh, I forgot.
Huh?
Senor Pareda's big fest is going to start right after noon.
Yes, I know. We've got to be here for the first day of it. Senor Pareda would never forgive us if we weren't.
You know, there's another thing I've been worried about.
Yeah, what's that, Chuck?
Senor Pareda's treasure. He hasn't said a word about it, and I'm beginning to wonder if Ivan Shark didn't find it and take it away with him.
Well, from what Senor Pareda said, I have reason to believe his treasure was hidden somewhere in that water chamber, but...
Oh, look. Here comes Senor Pareda now.
Oh, yes. We'll find out about the treasure now, too.
Ah, good morning, mi amigos. The sunshine, it is good.
Yes, you bet it is, Senor Pareda. This is such a warm spot here that I just can't get myself to move.
You sure got a swell place, Senor Pareda. I'm going to have one something like it myself someday. Only, of course, not so big.
Ah, you like this country, mi amigo Chuck. If you do, I will give you some land and you will live here with us.
Senor Pareda, there's something I wish to ask you.
Si, mi capitan. You ask me the question and I will answer.
Well, has everything come out as you had hoped, senor? Are you completely happy?
Si, mi capitan. But why do you ask?
Well, you're sure you haven't lost something? Something very valuable?
But mi capitan, I... Ah, I began to see what it is you are talking about. You are afraid I have lost the Pareda treasure. Is that not it?
Well, yes, senor. That's what I was driving at.
I will explain to you, mi capitan. When we go to the temple, I'm afraid someone will find the treasure. So I go down and I take it from the hiding place. I have it now in the hacienda.
Oh, gosh, Captain Midnight. Isn't that swell? You see, Senor Pareda, we were afraid that maybe Ivan Shark had stolen the treasure and taken it away with him.
Now I see, mi amigos. You have the fear for me. But that is not necessary. I tell the truth. I am the most happy man in the world. I have mi Dolores and mi hacienda. And mi treasure.
Well, that's good. Well, come on, Chuck. I guess we'd better get over to that plane that belonged to Garda and check it over.
And mi capitan, the airplane. That makes me remember. I have the request to make.
Of course, Senor Pareda. What is it?
I had the long talk with my nephew, Pablo.
Yes?
He's very anxious to learn to fly, to become the pilot. He says if you will not stay here to conduct the flying school, then he will go to the Estados Unidos.
You mean to a flying school?
Si, mi amigo. You would like to send Pablo to your country to learn to fly.
Well, where do you wish to send him, senor?
That I do not know, mi capitan. I must ask your advice.
Oh, gosh, there are a lot of good flying schools in the United States.
Yes, Senor Pareda, Chuck is right. There are a lot of good schools across the border. But if I were to name one, I would pick out the Spartan School in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Ah, the Spartan School. Pablo, he has heard about it.
Yes, senor. There's a factory there, too. I've been flying their planes for years.
Perhaps then you will take him there? You will see that he gets the good start?
Well, I will if I can, senor. We'll see how things work out.
I'm very grateful, mi capitan. And now you must take the siesta. You must get the rest because you will wish to enjoy the big fiesta which I'm giving for you tonight.
Hours pass. It is now early evening and the great courtyard of the Pareda Hacienda is a gala scene with Mexican food and Mexican music. At a table of honor near the center of the happy crowd in the courtyard, Senor Pareda and his guests are seated. Let's listen as he says...
Mi amigos, it is the day for the Pareda Fiesta. You must eat and dance and be merry.
Gee, Senor Pareda, we're sure having a swell time. I never dreamed that a fiesta was anything like this.
Oh, isn't that swell? Look at the people. They're so happy they don't know what to do.
Well, sure. They have the big time. Just like up in your Estados Unidos at the junior prom, huh?
Sure, Papa knows all about it, doesn't he?
Well, Chuck, do you not like to dance?
Why, sure he does, Dolores. You ought to see him at the high school dances in Black Gulch. He can sure swing a mean foot.
Oh, so, mi amigo Chuck, you swing the mean foot, huh? Why do you not ask Dolores to dance, huh?
Gee, I never danced to this kind of music. I don't seem to know any kind of the steps that they're doing.
Oh, come with me, Chuck. I will show you.
Chuck, come on and get up, Chuck. I never saw you so bashful before.
What's the matter, Chuck? Have they got you stopped?
What is the matter, Chuck? Are you afraid of me? Come along, let's dance, huh?
Okay, I'll try. But I don't know how I'll get along.
And you, Pablo, you must show the Senorita Patsy how we do the Mexican dance.
Oh, sure. Patsy, let's go out and shut our stuff, huh?
Nobody has to ask me twice to dance. I love it. I sure wish my friends could to see everybody having such a good time. I could almost go out there myself.
Ah, please, Senora Donovan. You will do me the honor to dance with me?
Sure, and I'd like to, Senor Pareda. But I haven't danced for years. I guess I'd better let it go. Oh, but I thank you just the same.
Certainly, Senora, just as you say.
But you're Captain Midnight. You're not saying very much.
Well, I just don't feel like talking, Mr. Donovan. But I'm enjoying every moment of it.
You are right, mi capitan. Shall we sit and listen to the music?
What a good
dancing. He should dance all the time.
Oh, sure, in fact, he told you he could swing a mean foot, Dolores.
After I sort of got in the spirit of things, it was easy.
It was perfectly thrilling. I just love your Mexican music.
You swing the hot puppies, Betsy. Sometime I will take you to the junior prom, huh?
There, mi amigos. The music, it commences again. Would you like to dance some more?
Come on, Jack. Let me see how well you picked up this Mexican dance.
Okay, but don't be stepping on my toes.
Why, I never heard of such a thing. I never stepped in anyone's toes in my life.
Oh, come on, Dolores, let's go out and strut our stuff, huh?
Come along, quick. We shall have as much of the music as we can.
Looking in through the gate. Isn't that a wonderful sight?
Oh, I'll say it is. Gosh, I'm so happy here, Chuck. I wish we could stay here for a long time.
I know it, and so do I. But you know that's impossible. Oh, look. Here's that blue-winged plane. The one that was flown by Ivan Shark's chief pilot, Gardo. Let's go up in the cabin and get into the cockpit.
Okay, come on.
I'll sit in the pilot seat and you sit in the co-pilot seat. Ah, gee, isn't it a swell night for a flight?
I'll say it is. What do you say, Chuck? Let's take off for a ride.
Oh, no, we can't do that. Captain Midnight wants to test it the first thing in the morning. Say, do you know, there's a radio set in here. We were working on it this afternoon.
Does it work?
We couldn't hear anything before, but I'll try again now.
Well, let me have one of the earphones.
There you are.
Are you tuned on any special wavelength?
Yeah, the one we've used on the Spartan.
Listen, I hear a voice.
Help. Send help. At once. Location as follows.
Well, whose voice can this be which Chuck and Patsy are hearing over the radio? Can it possibly be that of Major Barry Steele? What will Captain Midnight's next move be? Don't miss the next adventures. And now, just another word to the fathers of Flight Patrol members. A few minutes ago, I mentioned a Skelly service that some of you dads may not be familiar with. Skelly Greasemaster service. Now, that's something worth knowing about. Here's why. When you see the Skelly Greasemaster sign in front of a Skelly service station, this is what it means. It means, first, a lubrication job performed by a Skelly-trained operator who really knows his job. Second, it means lubrication of every part of your car according to the Greasemaster check chart, with exactly the proper kind of lubricant at every point. And third, it means a five-star lubrication job, guaranteed to give you complete satisfaction. The next time your car needs lubricating, stop at your Skelly service station and inquire about Skelly Greasemaster service. You'll be glad you remember. Ask about it tonight. Now don't forget to tune in again Friday, same time, same station, for further transcribed adventures of Captain Midnight. Brought to you every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday by the Skelly Oil Company, Skelly Jobbers and Dealers. A mysterious voice suddenly comes in over the radio. Who is it who calls for help? Is it Major Steele or Ivan Shark? Be sure to listen Friday. Until then, this is Don Gordon, your Skelly man, saying goodbye and happy landing!